Hollywood. I often think my greatest love could have happened nowhere but in the capital of Boy Meets Girl, a city built of dreams imprinted on celluloid lace. Here, the big bands still play. People forget about shanties and flophouses, hunger and hopelessness. As the Depression drags on, Hollywood is designed to pretend. As Luella Parsons swans by at premieres, her face soft as cream cheese, fans line the red carpet and snicker, there goes the harpy. But when I pass, they look twice. Since I am blonde, rather young, and fill out an evening gown well, they wonder, is she a star? Beverly Hills royalty, perhaps? Born with a butler proffering chocolate milk? Rudolph Valentino at her fourth birthday party and a pony stabled next to the tennis court? In a city of prop department fakes, I am a 14-carat sham. Home is neither a mock Tudor mansion nor a gingerbread castle dolled up with seven turrets. I am not even Sheila Graham of London's Chelsea, as I have made others believe. I have, however, grown accustomed to this town, with its sun by day and Klieg light by night. I am used to the scent of ambition and desperation mingling with eucalyptus and suntan oil. I am a scribe who makes her living by watching the wheels go round. At times, do I give that mechanism an extra spin? Indeed I do. Gossip columnist may not be the most honourable of professions, but I wear my occupation with dignity, not merely because it allows me to pay my way in the world. To the motion picture industry, I matter. If Gary Cooper trips in the forest and shatters his leg, will Jimmy Stewart replace him, or will it be Spencer Tracy? Does the studio kill the picture? Readers want to know. I am a cog in the machine that magnifies illusion and trades on private lives. I am also engaged to royalty, and tonight, July 14, Bastille Day, belongs to me. The Marquis of Donegal is a friendly puppy, slender, brown-eyed, adoring, a thoroughly modern aristocrat who likes jazz, flying a plane and writing a newspaper column of his own. I am to be his marchioness, her grace, she of the monogrammed lingerie and coronet-engraved notepaper. I admire my 4-carat diamond solitaire, bought at the snazziest shop on Sunset Boulevard, as we kiss, chastely, at our impromptu engagement party. I love you, I say. Maybe I do. Maybe I will. Maybe it doesn't matter. I like Don, and perhaps it is enough that he loves me and can offer a life awash with privilege. Looking forward to our voyage? He asks. After our wedding on New Year's Eve, we will be 6 months at sea. Our unwritten marriage contract requires that I conceive an heir, the Earl of Belfast, as soon as possible, and a doctor has convinced Don that the swaying of a ship is conducive to pregnancy. Looking forward to everything. That I mean sincerely. Beyond the preposterous frippery and adulation associated with joining Don's ranks, I have always wanted children. My own family. Our engagement celebration kicked off hours ago at my red-roofed villa tucked into the Hollywood Hills. Don filled the terrace with hothouse roses, dahlias and nasturtiums, illuminated now by torches and fat candles. My home is high above sunset, set on North King's Road. As the sky grows inky, the City of Angels glitters like Christmas trimmings. The house is leased and landscaped with palms, which, according to my friend Dorothy Parker, are the ugliest vegetable God created. But tonight, I refuse to be anything but euphoric. I want to dazzle like the star I am not.